Something I just noticed about the agenda, there's usually a place marker for me to formally announce the uncontested items calendar and for us to vote on that. Yeah, usually it's numbered so that it comes up, and usually it's...
So typically it's prior.
Usually prior, and then I see that the numbering maybe is off. You mean 11 and 12, not 10 and 11. So let's take care of the uncontested items calendar right now. Mr. Harris, would you like to introduce that item?
These are just items that staff has proposed as uncontested, lacking any public comment or concerns about them. So I would ask the board to approve those.
Okay, and it's not items 10 and 11.
It is items
11
and
12.
Right.
So does any member of the board or any member of the public wish to have this item pulled for a full discussion? Dr. Hunter?
I do have one question. And
on which item?
On question item 12, regarding the ear fund account and the nomination or the determination that we have two sites in our region. And I was curious from staff, if anybody could respond, is it possible we have more than two that could be eligible? Are we doing that good that we only have two? I mean, I'd like to see this ear account funding other types of cleanup, and so are there others that are moving up on the list that we can see could qualify for this in the future? How often does this option to redesignate come up? You know, where are we with that?
John Goney, staff, civil engineer.
John.
The EAR list is a designated fund to take care of those emergency and abandoned sites, and it's not an easy process to go through because one of the requirements is if you're in that process, the state board is mandated to try to get that money back. So usually there's a lien against the property. Mm-hmm. And it's used as a last-ditch effort where we've tried every other means to get a cleanup imposed on the properties. Mm-hmm. We've used it in the past. There's a whole list at the state board webpage of other regions using it. But again, it's a last-ditch effort, and it's something that entails a lot of paperwork on our part, a lot of work on the county's part. Again, there's the lien against the property, and nobody really wants to go that route because it becomes a very cumbersome process. And unless there's no other avenue to go, we won't do it.
So these are like orphan sites.
Exactly.
And so do we have a list of potential orphan sites in our region that are in some phase of trying to establish responsibility or nail down some link to an existing operator or owner?
We have sites that are, I'll say, challenging, but we don't have a specific list that does that. In order for someone to be to the point where we would want them on this list, that we would have gone through a long history of trying to establish a responsible party.
Okay. Well, I guess I would hope to see at some point, and I understand what you were talking about. This sounds like a not only complicated but just onerous process. But it might be helpful for us to keep, you know, on the horizon as these sites move through this sort of screening effort of determining responsibility for cleanup, that we make that a short list somewhere of these are potential half dozen sites so that when these opportunities come up, we're ready to move forward, at least with notifying, moving more actively with the county as our partner, or however that process begins to narrow down to the point where we begin to realize, because in the meantime, those more complicated sites tend to sit and linger longer. So, you know, if there is a fund, it is available to us. We've only got two in this region. I'm sure we have others that are probably potentially going in that direction. Would be good to know that. So I think it would be, you know, an easy thing to designate on this market with a red dot to say this one looks pretty, you know, complicated and twists and turns here. No clear link between the authority and responsibility to clean up a site. Thank you, John.
Okay. Move approval. Move approval. Okay. Do I have a second?
I would second.
Okay. All those in all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Done deal. Motion carries. Items 11 and 12 have been resolved.